The story of American soul food is a tapestry of cultural resilience and creativity, deeply interwoven with the history of the transatlantic slave trade. Foods that were staples in the diets of African slaves, transported under brutal conditions to the New World, evolved over centuries into what we now recognize as the rich and comforting soul food cuisine. The arrival of black-eyed peas and okra. Black-eyed peas, known for their distinctive black spot, were first brought to the New World during the transatlantic slave trade. Originally discovered in 1675, they made their way to Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia by 1775, becoming a part of the American cuisine by the time of the American Revolution. George Washington, in a letter from 1791, noted the rarity of food crops in Virginia and later purchased 40 bushels of black-eyed peas for planting on his plantation, indicating their growing popularity. The peas, known as cornfield peas for their early custom of being planted between rows of field corn, eventually became a staple in Southern American cuisine, particularly in soul food. Okra, another significant import from Africa, arrived through the transatlantic slave trade in the 1600s. It became extremely popular in New Orleans, where Creole and African cooking fused to create iconic stews and soups. Okra was used both as a main ingredient and a thickening agent, contributing significantly to the development of the region's famous gumbo dot. Soul food, a symbol of survival and adaptation. Soul food, as it evolved, was not just about sustenance, but a profound expression of cultural identity and resilience. Enslaved Africans and their descendants had to adapt their culinary traditions using the limited resources available to them. They often used offcuts of meat and offal, which were less expensive and more accessible. Hunting, fishing, and farming provided them with fresh vegetables, fish, and wild game. This necessity-driven creativity led to the development of dishes rich in flavor and history, such as chitterlings, cleaned and prepared pig intestines, cracklin' bread, cornbread with bits of fried pork, and various greens including okra and akatwa, a kind of spinach. The intersection of African food preparations, class status, and the laws of the time shaped a unique cuisine that has become a celebrated part of American culinary heritage. Classic dishes like biscuits, catfish, collard greens, and sweet potatoes, though originally born out of necessity and survival, are now relished in soul food restaurants across the nation. The cuisine, while rooted in African traditions, also absorbed influences from Native American and European cooking, exemplifying a true melting pot of flavors and techniques. Contemporary soul food and its evolution. Today, soul food continues to evolve, with many chefs and home cooks seeking healthier alternatives to traditional ingredients and cooking methods. The use of liquid vegetable oils instead of shortening for frying, and smoked turkey as a healthier alternative to pork, are examples of this trend. There's also a growing movement to veganize soul food, influenced in part by Jamaica's vegan-leaning Rastafarian culture, leading to the emergence of numerous vegan soul food restaurants in the United States. The journey of foods like black-eyed peas and okra from African shores to American tables is a testament to the resilience and creativity of my forefathers, enslaved Africans, and their descendants that will come long after me. This culinary evolution not only tells a story of survival and adaptation, but also highlights the rich cultural tapestry that is American soul food. It is a cuisine that continues to adapt and thrive, reflecting the ongoing story of African Americans in the United States.